According to the Experimental Aircraft Association, there are more than 23,000 home-built aircraft licensed to fly by the Federal Aviation Administration. I attended a recent meeting of the Memphis chapter of the EAA at General DeWitt Spain Airport and asked past President Dwight Smith how he got interested in building his own airplane.
When I first started flying, I had no idea that there was such a thing as being able to build your own airplane. And one day, one of our members, who's now passed away, Keith Wilson, invited me to an EAA meeting, and I discovered that it was possible to actually manufacture your own airplane. And I decided that I wanted to do that. It took me some years to get it done, but I did eventually build my own airplane and flew it. It's a low-wing, tandem-seat, two-place, 150-horsepower airplane. It weighs 999 pounds exactly. It burns about 8 gallons of gas an hour, and it does about 150 knots, which translated into miles an hour is about between 165 and 70 miles an hour.
Now, why would somebody choose to go to all the effort and all the work of building their own airplane when you can go out and buy an airplane?
Well, you can't buy an airplane like that. There's not one.
I have a regular airplane, a Cessna 172, and it's very expensive because of the maintenance costs. I like the idea of knowing more about it, and then I like the performance of the experimental aircraft, and it seemed different.
You alluded to something which I think is something that a lot of people don't think about. With a certificated aircraft, a regular aircraft, you can't do a lot of the maintenance yourself. A lot of it is required to be done by a specialized aircraft mechanic. You have to have an annual inspection, which is quite expensive also. And these are factors that really add to the cost of flying a regular aircraft.
Not just the labor, but the parts themselves. And due to the product liability, the parts are outrageous. The thing that says open, close, and lock on the door, that's called an escutcheon, and that's about $100. And it's a tiny piece of plastic. And so you have many parts like that are just simply way overpriced. And when you own your own airplane, you can manufacture your own part.
Alexis Metters is Vice President, Webmaster, and Newsletter Editor for EAA Chapter 182.
The Kit Fox is a little two-seat, side-by-side airplane. To me, it looks like a little bush airplane. It's a pretty good short field airplane. That's one of the things I wanted for. So it should be actually a little practical transportation airplane, as well as a fun go on a Saturday, theoretically land on a sandbar type of airplane.
At this meeting, the guests were two local FAA representatives from the Memphis Flight Standards District office.
There's federal regulations that outlines what they have to do. There's also orders and other guidelines that they have to follow. During certification, there's a checklist. There's certain documentation they have to have. They have to have proof of building a minimum of 51% of the aircraft, which tells us that they fabricated it. They know what they're doing. They have to document that according to the regulations. They have to document that. They'll show it in forms of pictures, journals, whatever they use to do that.
David Hayes is primary maintenance inspector for the General Aviation Unit.
Like I said, the guidelines walks them through everything they need to do. And that's what we do when we go out there and look at it. We follow those same guidelines, a checklist. I need to see this, I need to see this. Then we do a visual inspection of the aircraft. We make sure that their welding is up to par, that they've ran all the controls right, all the controls respond the way they're supposed to. So they have to meet all those requirements before they get an airworthiness certificate or a birth certificate, if you will, for the aircraft.
It's pretty strict. It's real strict before they can get an airworthiness certificate before they can go fly. I mean, we look at it really hard. So.
Tom Bennett is General Aviation Unit Frontline Manager. Can you address maybe the quality of workmanship you see in home-built planes?
I have seen, the ones that I've done over the years, I have seen fantastic airplanes. Just unbelievable and just as safe as anything. Because the guys really take a pride in them. And a lot of folks, I'd say 90% of them, get a hold of groups like the EAA. A lot of the owners do that. A lot of the builders do that. So.
The word home build does scare a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's been our experience that the people that build their own airplane are very meticulous.
Yep.
These airplanes are spotless.
Yep.
And like Tom said, if they get a hold or join the EAA here, Experimental Aircraft Association, that they just have all the information and advice and help and everything. That's a great organization for somebody who's building their own aircraft.
There's a large expanse of time, money, expense,
expertise from one end of our scope of experimentals, which may be as simple as an ultralight aircraft, mm-hmm. just a simple engine and three-axis control, almost a glider, all the way to some of our fast, complex aircraft, a whole host of high-performance aircraft, which takes a high level of expertise to fly them and quite a bit of a high-level expertise to even to construct and build them.
Eddie Brewer is president of EAA 182, the local chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association.
On a budget, you can wind up with a flying aircraft, a very good flying aircraft that's well-designed, very safe. It's been designed by aeronautical engineers, not someone in their garage, so to speak, just tooling out something. The low end, yes, you can get into the air in a very stable, very fine, well-built aircraft that you can build yourself for as low as $15,000 to $20,000, as compared to a simple Cessna may be well over $100,000. And the performance is equal. If we get into some of our very high-performance aircraft like a Lancer or Glass Star Sportsman, which is a side-by-side composite aircraft, they can well get on up into the $150,000, $60,000 to complete. There's other very high-performance airplanes that can run $200,000 and $300,000 to complete. But that's just in a class that you can choose to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you buy an airplane that's comparable to those aircraft I just mentioned, the very expensive ones, you may spend $500,000-$600,000 just to buy one off the shelf from one of the manufacturers today. So, yes, the economies are there. But once you get into the $200,000 and $300,000 range of home built, I'm not sure economy is the issue.
Sometimes when you think about somebody building an airplane, you think of somebody by themselves in their garage for months or years on end. But the local chapter actually does an awful lot to support the individual builders.
Man, that's very true. We've got in our chapter, Chapter 182, over the years, we've had some demonstrations on various building aspects, whether it be sheet metal, tube and fabric, welding, composites, electronics, engine installations. We've had seminars at our chapter on how to do these things. And so we're an educational organization. It's a source of education for anyone who's interested in building an aircraft. Typically, there's enough education there in our members that we can help through just about any type of hindrance or roadblock that they would come up against in their building process. It's a really nice group of guys. So we do our best to promote the excitement of the fabrication of airplanes as well as the flying of the airplane. Our chapter has about 40 active members, about 75 or 80 on the roll. We cordially invite the public, the general public, or anyone who enjoys aircraft, come out and be a part of the Experimental Aircraft Association. Very inexpensive thing to do, but there's a lot of good flying talking going on and a lot of education going on, and we enjoy having anyone come through that door and become a part of us and support us in what we do.
For more information about experimental and home-built aircraft, contact eaa.org or the local group at eaa182.org or check them on Facebook. For WKNO, I'm Daryl Snodgrass.